On this episode of Digital Signage Digest, we'll be discussing new displays that emerged out of ISC, including those from Samsung, Absyn, Layer and Planard, and more, what we can expect from Digital Signage Expo 2019, and how retail analytics are changing the digital signage landscape. All that and more on Digital Signage Digest.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is Digital Signage Digest, Episode 1, Content Matters, recorded Monday, February 18th, 2019. Hi, I'm Lenore Aline, Content Director for Digital Signage Magazine. Welcome to AV Nation's Digital Signage Digest, a monthly look at news and issues happening in the digital signage industry. Our guests today are Andrew Verone, Show Director of Digital Signage Expo, which will be held next month in Las Vegas from March 26th to March 29th. Also with us is Adrian Catterill, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Daily Do, and Brian Mexaros, CEO of OpenEye Global. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Welcome. I know ISC, it's over. How's everyone feeling? Did everyone go?
The word is, I think, recovered, and I'm finished with the meds. So.
How are the feet?
The feet are good. The boots are shot, and I need to buy a new pair.
That's me every year when I used to go. I didn't get to go this year, but I know a lot of great news came out of ISC around digital signage. In particular, Samsung's new QLED 8K signage, the 8K wall, and the 8K HD tech for LED signage. And I just wanted to know what you guys saw and what you think will have the biggest impact with Samsung, Absyn, Layered and Planar, and a lot of other people coming into the market that, you know, didn't really play there too much before.
You know, I guess my first bet is that now we have to start producing in 8K. We're just getting clients up to committing to 4K. And so I think it's a little bit ahead of where a lot of producers are at still with producing that level of quality to take advantage of those displays. It's nice knowing that we have that ability to go up to that. But I still don't think we're quite there on a production standpoint just yet. So I struggle to find exactly a use case for it at the moment. And I'm sure there's a lot of others in our, you know, that are sharing our same sentiments. It's great. It's phenomenal. I appreciate the thinking and the innovation. I struggle to find clients that are just ready to invest in that level of a display.
Yeah, no, I agree with Brian on your introduction, talking about 8K and, of course, about the LED stuff. So 8K, I agree with Brian. There was lots of it shown at CES. In fact, my first comment was, and I think we had this conversation online with a number of AV tweeps, was that there wasn't very much shown at ISC that wasn't actually shown at CES, which I think was probably the first time that that's happened. I know there's a number of AV digital gurus who went to CES. They may well have been disappointed with what they saw in Amsterdam. CES, of course, also had 5G and AI and a lot more other bits and pieces as well. So I don't think there's anything new. I mean, the only new thing at ISC that wasn't shown this year publicly was probably Christie Digital's microtiles. And they were a big disappointment because they're not really microtiles. That's a longer conversation to have with that one, but they're just LED in a cabinet. So that was my first observation. The second one, with regard the 8K, big issues there, of course, with being able to produce the content in the first place, finding a reason for doing it, finding a customer, which is Brian's job, to find somebody who wants to pay for 8K content. And then, of course, getting it there. So there's a whole, you know, you need new digital signage software or new digital signage editing. Well, you need new, I think you need, Brian, you need more new editing software, really. I think is the key I'm looking for. Yeah. Media players that can ship this stuff around, and of course then it comes into the wonderful world of Tim and all his AV geeks figuring out how you ship this stuff across an IP network to places as well. So huge amounts of issues. So it's probably a year and a half, 2 years away, I think, for many people. I'd also lump the OLED issue into the thing as well before I talk about LED, because again, LG keep thumping this OLED thing. But you don't see OLED in real life in many places. It's a very expensive piece of equipment for limited benefit, or perceived limited benefit. I think there's still issues with burn-in. But LG were just selling the OLED story, which left pretty much ISE open to LED. I mean, that's the most exciting thing. It's the fact that all the LED manufacturers are getting much better. Tim will hate it when I say Chinese LED, because he normally knows I go off on one. But the Chinese LED is getting much, much, much better. It's making it stronger with this new stuff that they use, glue on board. I mean, again, I think last year, everybody else was talking about chip on board, but the thing this year has been glue on board, which makes it stronger. So it's getting much better. And then, of course, as you just mentioned a little, the Samsungs and the NEC Display Solutions and a few others are all now getting into LED. I think there was, Brian probably saw it, there was good LED from Philips. There were some new LED products from Philips. Panasonic did a really good job on social media explaining what they're doing with their new products at ISE as well. So I think LED, bizarrely, was the highlight of ISE by a long way.
Andrew?
Yeah, I didn't get the chance to go to ISE. I did a lot of reading on it. I think regarding the 8K, as a trade show person, the whole reason to go to a show is to see what's coming in the future. You know, whereas the screens are available now, there's a lot that has to happen, as everyone on this panel has already said. But I think that's why you go to a trade show, is to get inspiration and get excited. So I'm sorry I missed that, and I hope I see it at DSE.
Beautiful. Of the key players in digital signage that did show, including Absyn and Layered and Planner, what do you think of the products that they put out? Absyn put out the Fine Pixel Generation series, with the Airy series leading that. And Layered also did a fine pitch LED for video walls, the ERO LED. What do you guys think the impact would be? Or is this just an, you know, kind of incremental thing, or is this going to have a genuine impact? Or is this just model, just another iteration?
It's like that. It's like that game. It's like, how low can you go? And in this case, is how fine can you go? I feel like there should be some kind of like Hawaiian themed music as they put it out there. I think even Daktronics too also had a fine pitch LED on display. I think it was last year. Planar had their fine pitch at DSE, and then now it seems everyone is going to like, you know, 0.00 the millimeter. And I mean, it's great. It's an innovation in the display technology. There's a cost associated with it, and I think a lot of clients, at least from my side, are just getting comfortable with purchasing, you know, a 2 millimeter pitch display. And now here we are going down into that degree. You know, I think Adrian will probably say the same thing. I think we're probably about a year or two away from actually finding clients or areas to where we can sell that kind of display technology into. Maybe there's more pickup of it and actual out-of-home media and advertising, but I feel like retail is going to struggle to adapt to that or find justification to go to that degree, especially where, you know, what you can get away with 2 mil. And I mean, people like us and Tim will see the difference in it, but to convey that difference between a 2 mil and less than a mil pitch is going to be a challenge.
So what do you think is, I'm sorry, Adrian, go ahead.
I was going to just agree with Brian on the retailers. I mean, cost is their big issue. Justifying it in those places will be difficult. I think, you know, the places you're going to get it, broadcast backdrops where you don't actually need very much to do an impressive broadcast backdrop. I think there's big business, you know, when Microtiles first took off from Christie all those years ago, 10 years ago, it took off in building entrances, atriums, you know, people who've got lots of money. So banks and hedge funds and big corporates that want to make a big splash. So I think you'll find some of the LED appearing there if people like Brian and his company spec it in. I think the one thing was that it's very difficult to tell the difference between the different types of LED unless you're a real expert in the space. And I don't think there's very many of those. I think it's akin to really people being able to listen to, you know, very, very good audio you can either pick up the audio or you can't pick up the audio, or maybe in your example you can see a good painting or you can't see a good painting. I think the one thing that was pretty good at ISE was the content. I mean, Absin, I think, had bizarrely some of the best content on display. I don't know if Brian got to see it, but some of the stuff they did with waterfalls and movement and things was particularly impressive. So I think all of the LED companies suddenly got to grips with content, which is one of the first times we've seen that. Even the Chinese LED, sorry, Tim, got to grips with content and they had good stuff on display. So I think that's something we'll see at DSE as well. I think people have suddenly got... suddenly realizing that there's people like Brian around who want to see good content rather than seamless bezels or, you know, 0.001 millimeter pixel pitch differences, etc. So that was a good sign.
Well, you've kind of drifted into my second question for today, which is about ISE being behind us, and then here comes Digital Signage Expo. And what do you guys see emerging as these shows unfurl? What do you see as the major trends unfurling for 2019 in digital signage, of course?
Well, I'm looking forward to not staying in an Airbnb. As a surprise. That was a little fun adventure out in the countryside. So now I get the glitz and glamour of Las Vegas hotel rooms.
Nice.
So it's a step up. I don't know. I mean, it's obviously, it's, you know, display technology, LED. I'm looking forward to more on the CMS side. I think that's going to be kind of a trend that's going to be interesting. A lot of it around data, around analytics and, yeah, and how it's being built into CMSs and how they can control a lot of that in one platform. I think that's going to be interesting. Started to see a little bit of that at ISE. And I'm hoping some of that starts to make its way. And it has, but I think more as a combined, complete system rather than I have to use this platform and that platform where it's now underneath one roof. I mean, the display side, you know, I'm sure we'll see more of some of the same technologies that we saw at ISE start to make their way over into the world of DSE, which is great. I mean, it's always a nice show stopper. But I think for me, more of the trend is around the CMSs and also I think small form factor displays too. I'm kind of curious on Adrian's spin on that and Andrea. There were some interesting small form factor displays I saw at ISE that I'm curious to see how much of that is front and center at DSE this year.
You mean like, so Brian, you mean point of sale displays, some of the retail stuff?
Yeah, more like the embedded blue, like the blue, like Bluefin and Mimo, and you know, some of that I thought was kind of interesting. Right. More of like the embedded type of displays. So
yeah, they'll both be there. I think the interesting thing, as you all know about our show, is, you know, we're not CES, we're not ISE, we're very laser focused audience. So you'll probably see different solutions more geared specifically to digital signage than you will at both of those shows. So just shout out to encourage everybody to come to DSE, even if you've been to the first two large shows this year, because you might see different stuff.
Adrian?
Yeah, so I think Brian's spot on with the CMS side of things. I think I know this is going to lead on to your next question because you've primed us well, but things like the retail analytics and stuff, you know, there's only a few CMS providers who are providing a software system that allows you to plug in all these different things that Brian was alluding to. So data's being the one big thing. You know, face recognition is another big thing. It's coming back down to solutions providers. There's a few of them around. I know they're all exhibiting at DSE. You look at what NEC are doing with their platform, ALP, but it plugs into so many different areas. You can't have retailers or anybody trying to build a digital signage solution and have to cobble together all these different systems. So if you took a Quvity or an Ad Mobilize or whatever, you know, you want it to plug into the common CMS system so it's seamless. So I think we're starting to move towards that, which is a good thing.
Andrea, what do you anticipate will be the big highlight of the show as the show director? What do you want us to know about what's coming up?
I'm most excited about our education program this year. It's completely been revamped. There's a lot of exciting new stuff. Brian can talk about, we've added a bunch of stuff on Friday, including a content workshop, which I think is going to go over pretty darn well. We haven't had anything like that in the past. So I encourage everybody to check that out. We also built a new, it's called The X. It's an experiential theater. So in contrast to our digital content zone, which does have great information and lectures, this is actually kind of about the wow factor stuff that we just got through discussing with some of this crazy new fancy technology. And it's all free. There'll be presentations going on both days in there, and that's right in the front of the hall. So excited about that as well. And I'm always most excited just to get to talk to everybody under one roof in a week and learn what's new so I can come back and for 2020.
Got you. Fantastic. So Adrian kind of drifted into our next really meaty topic with the retail analytics. And that's becoming a bigger consideration in digital signage integration, obviously. How is the software changing and enhancing the global retail experience? And what are some things that you guys anticipate will play into that becoming an integral part of digital signage?
That's a good question. Brian's probably the best person to talk about this because he has real clients in the real space. But from what we see at places like CES mainly and at DSE when these people are exhibiting this sort of stuff, you look what AdMobilize are doing, and Quiverty have been doing it since 2006. Being able to track footfall is a big thing. I know BlueFox.io are doing that as well. Stratacache, of course, have bought some companies that also do footfall tracking and that sort of stuff. So it's bringing it all together. It's not just the face recognition stuff and knowing how many people are there and what age they are and whether they're male or female, but knowing how many people are in the store, how many people go in the store. Again, coming back to one of the things that Brian said about these little small form factor modular systems, you know, there's lots of these systems that detect when people pick things up. I mean, the old shelf edge stuff where you pick up a sneaker, I'm going to use your US term, pick up a shoe and it detects it. It's bringing all that together. So somebody who really susses that out, I think will win the day. I think NEC are doing a great job with their ALP platform with that one. And I think Stratacache have made a number of big acquisitions in that space as well. With the Scala platform. So I think that gives them a bit of a head start when they've got three or four companies which they're working with closely or in fact they own that are doing it. Of course, if you go to NRF, I think Brian was probably at NRF, it being on his doorstep. And all retailers are just looking for something which is going to be the thing that's going to get people into store and get people to buy things. So that's a big thing. That has to work. I think it will work in the next 6 to 9 months.
I agree with all of that. I mean, it has to work. I think a lot of groups are poised to make it work because they realize that that's at the end of the day, that's the value and that's what helps open up the market and just create new opportunities. So I think all attention is to that. I will say, I mean, it's kind of twofold too. I think that the technologies, at least on the CMS side, are there and everyone wants it. I think I think kudos to DSE too, as Andrea had said about the education part. You know, I think the education, there's more of it now. It's being focused on educating people and actually how to utilize those technologies to their advantage. Because I think there's some part of it when you go on the show floor and there's a sales pitch to it. And then there's the opportunity to actually connect with practitioners that explain and how it's been used. I think that's something that, you know, it lacks in some of the other shows. And I think I kind of saw that NRF a little bit. I mean, it's great to see it. Everyone has the great sales pitch to it. But I think when you have the ability to actually talk to a practitioner and how they've used it, that's sort of the change. And that's, you know, one of the, you know, things I do like about with DSE with that setup of it. So
absolutely. There's certainly more time. I mean, there's no real case study type stuff at CRS or NRF or even ISE. It's if there's time for something, it's a product pitch. No, I'm not going to say it again. DSE gives you that, to be honest. So that's the nice thing. So there isn't anything else like that in the marketplace. But as DSE will thrive from that basis as long as the people realize, or the vendors realize, the exhibitors realize that they have to put solutions together. Yeah. You can't just turn up with an LED product. You can't just turn up with a location-based foot tracking face recognition product. I mean, at CES, when we were there at CES on the Stampede stand, which is a big distributor of many of the people who are exhibiting at DSE, you know, within about 300-400 yards of our stand in the drone arena, there must have been a dozen companies selling face recognition software. So it's not difficult to do these days. I'm not a real expert in the space, but I suspect Brian will testify that there's loads of open source libraries that allow you to do face detection these days. So it's actually what you do with it and how you integrate with the big boys. The data stuff is also big. This is one of the interesting things from a DSE perspective, because this is it's sort of the first time that retail and other digital signage bits and pieces have linked more closely with the digital out of home space, the advertising space, because the link of audience measurement and footfall and data, the two things are the same. Before that, we've had, you know, some, say, let's think of Iuda and Broadline, who focus purely on the digital out of home, the billboard market. And then you had other people who focus purely on the retail market. Now their platforms can do either or. And if they could sell into those spaces, they could. So they just need to meet the right people, which I think they do at DSE because they have end users and people turning up for the show. So.
I agree with everything that was just said. I approve this message.
Mic drop.
So with it becoming such a big part of digital signage integration and digital out of home, what do you see as the next steps? I mean, we have to train people on it. We have to make it more effective. But what are we, how do we go about doing that? How do we kind of become, I don't know, evangelists in a way about how to, and how do we get customers comfortable with it? I mean, we're being sold that this is something that people want. We have all these altered carbon and we have Anon showing people engaging in a kind of retail experience, but is that what people really want? Do you think customers are going to engage with it the more we integrate it?
Well, it's a really good question. I think the more they're exposed to it and then the more they see others, then I think then that interest builds. You know, it's what is someone else seeing that I'm not seeing, or how do I get more exposure to it or learn more about it to educate myself? And I really think we're just at that point now where you have to put you as whatever environment you're in, you have to put your foot into the circle to do something. What that is, you know, it depends on who you're talking to and what problems you're trying to solve. I think going out and going to the shows is always critical. I think staying through, walking the floor, sitting in on the sessions, all that and listening to other practitioners and viewing the case studies, all that exposure that's out there, the more that you digest that, the more that you become aware of it, the more likely you are to do that. And I think all of us as a community are doing that. I think we get a lot of boost and energy by the shows. You know, DSE creates that forum for us to go to, and all agencies and end users to go to view different trends and technologies and listen to practitioners. And I think we need to take, you know, advantage of that and going there. And that's why I'm going there. It's why I'm, you know, send customers or agencies we work to go there. And then they just kind of create building an audience. And I think all those shows to a degree are just really kind of helping sort of build that industry and that interest to it. I think that's my best answer for that.
Are there any pitfalls to this technology? You know, there's always a dark side.
Yeah, I would say the biggest pitfall is that you have ones that will invest in something without a strategy to it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a wasted investment. There's no ROI, there's no value. You always need to know what you're doing before you invest into something. You just can't, you know, put 20 on black and hope for the best. You need to have a bit of a strategy and approach to it. And I think more end users are realizing that there is a value in hiring a consultant or hiring a strategist or hiring a design agency, because the time that you'll spend with them, it will make you feel more comfortable about the investment, and also getting you to a point where you'll realize value on that much quicker than you doing it yourself, or just seeing it turn into this huge red number on your sheet at the end of the year. So.
Yeah. Adrian?
Yeah, I think just going back a little bit to when Brian started that conversation off, I mean, one of the big pushbacks, if you like, with this technology is on some of the stuff is on privacy and the scary moment of knowing where you are and what you're doing, or people knowing what you're doing, whether it be corporates, whatever. So, but again, I think that comes from old white guys. I think that once the people who make the decisions get younger and younger, because you know our children. I don't know how many of you got children my age, but you take 14-year-old girls and boys, they're not worried about their privacy settings. Sometimes it's not a good, you know, they're happy to use their face to be identified. They're happy to know that they're male or female. And I think anybody under the age of maybe, I don't know, 22, 23 is probably quite used to that, I think. And they don't worry about giving up their data and things. So all the stuff that we've seen, all the pushback, I think even on Facebook and Google, I think comes from older people who have these concerns, and some of them are warranted, I think, but you know, there's lots of big privacy concerns. I know that the one of the big issues for the solutions providers, and go back to people like NEC, is the fact that what you can do in North America is completely different to what you could say do in continental Europe, and it's completely different to what you can do in Germany. Mm-hmm. So some of the privacy laws of, you know, that I can detect you and do this and track you and things is a nightmare. So, you know, we've done lots of work in the past during our New York Digital Signage Week, working with lawyers to figure out good ways to get this across. I mean, the whole thing with beacons and NFC and, say, mobile tracking is important. So I think we need to do a lot more of that. The Digital Signage Federation does lots and lots of stuff on education and encouraging people to use the new technology. Maybe we should have, I think we've got quite a few young members, I think. I mean, one of the things I really like about SCGD is if we ever put an event on, there's an SCGD element to it, you suddenly get a whole bunch of much younger people. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Brian, who's the president of SCG, would describe his people, but it's a 50-50 mix of male and female. You know, whether they be interior designers or architects or wayfinding people or just, you know, they're weird and wonderful people, Brian, in the nicest possible way. I went to one of your conferences, not this time, but last year, where somebody stood up and read a piece of poetry in the middle of the floor, totally unannounced, to one of the speakers. The speech was so good the year before. Yeah. It was wonderful. But you do get that wacky approach. The SCGD definitely brings in a much younger audience. So the more we can associate them with events like DC, and I know that you guys are doing your own event this year, I think the day before, I think, DC, yeah. Yep. Is brilliant, because they're the people that are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. They're going to change things. They're not going to be the 50-year-old guy in the boardroom who will say no to everything unless there's a good good use case for that. So I think that's a big challenge, which I think we're doing quite well in. We could do a little bit more, but I think we're doing quite well in.
Andrea, anything to add?
Nope, just all this stuff can be found at DSE starting on Tuesday and finishing on Friday. There's something for everybody, whether you are an architect, an end user, an integrator. So just check out our schedule online. A lot of this talk about ROI, we actually have some courses specifically focused to selling your boss on why you need digital signage in your establishment. So I would encourage you to check that out too.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for today, for this episode. Thank you guys for coming through. So Andrew, how can we find you?
You can find us at digitalsignageexpo.net or at DSExpo on Twitter. And I'm at Andrea Verone on Twitter.
Awesome. Adrian?
Hi, you can find us at Daily Do. That's DAILYDOOH. So we're at Daily Do or on Twitter or we're on dailydo.com.
Brian?
We are at openeyeglobal.com. Also openeyeglobal on Instagram and Twitter. And you will find me walking the floors of DSC with my fancy baseball cap with our mascot Pixel on it. So typically it's backwards, but I'll make the exception, put it forward since it's more formal.
Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Lenore DSM. That's LLANOR DSM. And you can find me on avnetwork.com. Visit avnation.tv where you can find this podcast and a host of others. While you are there, please check out our sponsor section. These are the companies who help us financially bring you Digital Signage Digest. All that and more at avnation.tv. That's avnation.tv.